So we've come to the heart of the matter, building a marketing plan you can use right now. Not in a month, not next quarter, right now. So here's the thinking that goes into it. First, you need 5 to 6 marketing activities on the go at any given time. Some will be passive and more should be active. The marketing channels need to be selected based on your niche, just what we talked about a second ago. So a few questions to ask. Question one, where are the fish? If your niche market are all avid users of social media, then you need to go over to the social media pond and start doing some fishing. If your niche doesn't use social media, then you shouldn't either. If you say, I don't know if they use social media, then we'll invite you to go back to module 2, lesson 1 and revisit your niche. That's something you should know. If you say, I don't think they use it for work, but they might personally, then that means they use social media and you should be there. Then think through, where else are they? Are they in not-for-profits, religious groups, sports teams, at business clubs, golf courses, tennis clubs, Jeep rallies, book clubs, volunteer fire stations, universities, taking online courses? Where are they? If you can't answer these questions, head on back to Module 2, Lesson 3 for how to identify your niche and find out more about them. Find out, and then only market where your niche is. Question number 2, what's the message? What's the one thing you need to have them hear that when they hear it, they'll stop whatever they're doing and think, well, that was insightful, or that was for me, or I've been thinking about that. What is that one thing? I know you have lots you can help them with, but what is it? You can likely find it in your bridge talk. You know, at Legacy, we help financial advisors grow their business, but you don't have to grow it like everyone else. You can grow it your way. You can get the results you want. No one else's goals, just yours. And that probably resonates with you at some level because you're here. What resonates with your clients? What's the one message you're going to share with them? Question 3, what's the one action you want them to take? The brain likes commands, but only one at a time. So all your marketing should have one message and one action you ask them to take. This is active marketing, so you're looking to have them move toward you in a meaningful way and say yes to something. Now, asking for a meeting every time might be a bit over the top, but asking them to download something, to take a call, to do a survey, to attend a webinar, to read an article, these are reasonable actions to ask for and it'll help generate niche leads. Question 4, how will you deliver the message? How will you get it to them? Is it going to be through a letter, a webinar, maybe a social event? Will it be an email? Will it be a social post, a blog, a podcast? Will it be a book that you send to them or a book that you write? Is it an introduction from someone else? How will you deliver your message? When you think about how you deliver it or the marketing channel you're going to use, you need to consider 2 things. We touched on these earlier. First, will that method get to your niche? And second, is it consistent with your brand promise? If you are very formal and professional and cultured, it is probably not consistent with your brand to stage a cage match of MMA fights for your clients. It's off brand. But renting an art gallery or a museum might. The channel has to be consistent with them and with you. It still leaves you thinking, okay, but what should I do? Chris, you told me that this would be an immediate marketing plan. This is not feeling like that. Well, no worries, because I want to give you 6 things you can do immediately. Each of them you'll need to tune to your niche and your brand, but those are how issues and just requiring some adjusting to work in most cases. To get you started, here are 6 channels to pursue. So the first is social events. The second is seminars or webinars or live casts. The third is direct mail, both lumpy mail and sales letters. The fourth is Google alert strategy. The fifth is a website with search engine optimization. And the sixth is social profiles. The next lesson will touch on each of these enough to get you going on each one. And then you can easily come back to them later. This is not an exhaustive list. There are literally hundreds of marketing channels that you could pursue. But we've seen these 6 work extensively and extremely well. So make sure that you have fluency with each of them.